239. Southwest 6 and Taylor.
239, I got your request to talk. How can I help you?
Is it a possibility to get another bus because of urine bio?
So there's biohazard on your bus? Where is it located?
I'm sure it's... I don't think it's a person anymore. I can't really tell, but it's the whole bus. It's just freaks, like, urine, so...
Okay, so you don't know if the urine was on somebody or if it's just a lingering smell on the bus or something. Is that correct?
I believe it was on somebody, and that person left the bus, like, 10, 15 minutes ago, so now, I'm not quite sure if it could be somebody else, but I don't believe it is.
Okay, so what I want you to do is when you get to the end of the line, go ahead and do a check of the bus and see if there's any biohazard left on the bus. Unfortunately, there's a lot of smells out there, so I would just recommend opening the windows. If there isn't any visible sign of biohazard, we'll just try and air it out, which it will. And just remember, too, unfortunately, some people, it may just be lingering on their clothes, or they may have adult underwear they have to wear because of incontinence issues and things like that. So unless we see a physical biohazard left on the bus from someone, we just need to do our best to try and air it out and go about it that way. So when you get to the end of the line, again, check. If you find it, let me know. If you don't find anything, just open up your windows, send me ready for service, and the air circulating through the bus should clear it up.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I appreciate you. Keep me posted if things change. Otherwise, you have a great day. 1057.